This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's defense minister told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he didn't say when the invasion will start. Israeli airstrikes have pounded locations across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. With authorities working out logistics for a delivery of aid from Egypt, overwhelmed hospitals tried to stretch out ebbing medical supplies and fuel for diesel generators to keep their equipment running. The U.S. State Department said on Thursday it was aware of reports Russia had detained an editor at U.S.-funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and said it appeared to be Russian harassment. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
This appears to be another case of the Russian government harassing U.S. citizens, which is why we continue to have a level 4 travel warning and encourage all U.S. citizens not to travel to Russia for any reason.
Alsu Kermisheva, who works for RFERL's Tatar Bashkir service, RFERL said on October 18th, authorities announced that Kermisheva, based in Prague, had been charged with not registering as a foreign agent. The Russian government did not immediately comment. More than 300 people were arrested for illegally demonstrating, and three people were charged with assaulting police after protesters descended on Capitol Hill to call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Hundreds of demonstrators from Jewish advocacy groups poured into a congressional office building on Wednesday. They wore shirts that read, quote, "Jews say ceasefire now," and they chanted, quote, "Let Gaza live," and "Not in my name," before they were detained by Capitol Police. Demonstrations aren't allowed inside Capitol buildings, and police said they warned the demonstrators in the Cannon House office building to stop before they began making the arrests. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.